In that particular sutta, it seems as though Sariputta is equating unwholesome states with lust, thirst, attachment, etc. But it seems like that's just talking about the attachment aspect of it rather than the pushing away aspect of unwholesome states. Like ill will, those other aspects of unwholesome states don't seem to be sort of captured in the thirst craving attachment.
Right. Well, I think the thirst craving. I think once you, this tends to be more the kind of the grasping aspect, but then its shadow is always the aversion. You know, I mean, it's sort of implicit. That whatever one has kind of a grasping towards and inclining towards, and then it sets oneself up for kind of aversion and disappointment and negative states. So I think he's just sort of glossing that as opposed to spelling it out and using these different forms of expression of desire and lust, because it's all sort of lust, desire, affection, thirst, passion, craving. Those are all the kind of that outward going of kind of grasping and seeking the pleasurable. But yeah, and say implicit in that is the reaction of aversion that oftentimes comes. But I think that's inevitable in any exposition where you pick up one particular angle, and that's where it's helpful to really know the structures of the suttas and explications of the teaching to see where there's implicit knock-on effects of, because that's with just that desire then there's still going to be the whole spectrum of greed, hatred, and delusion, or the aspects of say with gama tanha, then there's going to be bhava tanha, vibhava tanha, just by the fact of as long as any kind of desire is still kind of functioning, then those other manifestations will appear.
I've always sort of, when you looked at aversion, one aspect is like craving for that thing to not be there.
Yeah, which is often the vipava tanha. How can I not have this? How can I not experience that? How can this not be something that impinges on my consciousness?
The mind is still grasping onto the, holding onto the object.
Right.
The reverse of reaction, but it's still moving towards that object.
Yeah. But that oftentimes that that sense of, especially how it's expressed, that sense of that the craving, a passion, a thirst, and affection. It's all sort of couched in the desire for pleasure, seemingly. But then, you end up with the whole ball of wax.
The anger is, some people get angry because of the power of it. Because of seeing energy and self-righteousness.
At least it keeps you alive. Yeah, there's a feeling of aliveness. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.